ti.
Gracious Father, we thank you tonight. How wonderful you are. How merciful you are. You've been so gracious to us. The psalmist said, I should have fallen. My soul cast down. But this great divine mercy rewrote our lives. What a favor that you have for your children. Lord, not shedding only your blood, but you gave us your perfect word. Because you are God of perfection. Thank you for tonight. Your lovely bride, the saints of God have gathered. We thank you for our pastor here. The great work you're doing through this ministry. And for his family, the deacons and trustees and every brother and sister, we give you glory tonight. Lord, we've come to realize that man has always been a failure. You are the best preacher. You are the best teacher. You are the best of the best. Speak to us tonight. Let everything that is of man be taken out. Let the Shekinah glory descend, the power and anointing of the word. I pray the Father, let your fire consume every resistance. And we shall live here, blessed people. Bless the church. Bless our pastor. In Jesus' name, Satan, I declare you the loser tonight. I come against every gate of hell. I destroy your power. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for the victory. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to hear you. Amen.
Amen.
Can you help me to sing Amazing Grace before we go ahead?
Amazing Grace.
Amazing Grace. How sweet the sound. Oh, I say. A wretch like me, I was lost, but now am found. Oh, was lost, but now. Amen. God bless you, saints. You may all please be seated. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
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 Somebody help me. Amen. It's my greatest honor to be here tonight. After several times of knowing one another invisibly. I got to know Pastor Chesa not today, but it was an invisible knowing. Pastor Peter Chandler said to me in London.
Pastor Peter Chandler, London.
He said you need to meet Peter Chesa from Zimbabwe.
Pastor Chesa from Zimbabwe.
I said, well, one day I believe God will make the way.
So,
as he said, we spoke several times on the phone. Then when we met in
Lubumbashi,
he said, this is the time. So I'm glad that this is the time. And for me, it's a greater privilege to speak to the wife of Jesus Christ tonight. I want to say God bless all of you. Amen.
Amen.
Give the Lord a clap offering. Amen.
Amen.
So So the fellowship was wonderful.
Kuyanana kwatakatina kwakanakisisa.
Together with his wife and your son, eh?
Pamwe chete nemudzimai wavo nemwanakomana wavo.
Is he around?
Ari pano here mwanakomana wavo?
So with his little beard.
Ona ane ndebvu dzake dzishoma dziri pano.
You still have your beard?
Uchine ndebvu dzako here?
Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I like to play with his beard. Amen. So God has been so grateful to us.
I
want to appreciate Pastor Matanga also. First time we met in Cote d'Ivoire, it was like deep calling to the deep. We've had wonderful times with his church and with the family. And I want to say God bless, but God knows he flew after Lubumbashi. I've not gone home. But he flew to join me here. Because here is free visa. In Ghana, we call you our in-laws. You understand it? Because your president, his first wife, was a Ghanaian. So when we come to Ghana, we call you our in-laws. So I think it's a good thing to come here without visa. God bless all of you. I want to greet these ministers also. God bless all of you.
Okay,
you have been his rich man. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How many of you love the word? Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Some people love church, they don't love the word.
It's
like, I want to go to church, I want to see my friends. I don't really have much time for the word. So let me ask you again, how many of you love the word?
I'm going to
give the Lord a clap of
praise.
Amen.
Amen.
I had a special welcome from your pastor.
He said,
take your liberty.
That is sunungukai.
And I love that one. To me, that means like you are preaching like home. Amen.
Amen.
Please don't be quiet on me. Because every age has come to pass. And this is the Amen age.
Hallelujah. Amen.
So we amen the word of God.
Amen.
Praise the Lord without wasting much time. Let's turn and read from three places tonight. From the scriptures. First from, thank you musicians. Turn with me first to the book of St. John. St. John chapter 5.
John chapter 5.
Excuse me. I caught up a little cold last night. Verse 1. After this,
verse 1, John 5.
There was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is at Jerusalem by the sheep market a pool, which is called in the Hebrew tongue Bethesda, having five porches. In this lay a great multitude of impotent folk, of blind, halt, withered, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain season into the pool and troubled the water. Whosoever then first, after troubling of the water, stepped in, was made whole of whatsoever disease he had. And the certain man was there, which had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lie, and knew that he had been now a long time in that case, he saith unto him, would thou be made whole? Excuse me. The impotent man answered him, sir, I have no man when the water is troubled to put me into the pool. But while I'm coming, another steppeth down before me. Jesus saith unto him, rise, take up thy bed and walk. Immediately the man was made whole, took up his bed and walked. The same day was the Sabbath.
Shure kwaizvozvo mutambo waJudha waivapo, Jesu akakwira paJerusarema. Zvino paJerusarema pedyo nesuo ramakwai kwaiva nedziva rainzi Bethesda, nechiHebheru raiva namabiravira mashanu. Mukati mavo makanga muvete vazhinji vairwara namapofu nezvirema navakaunyana. vaigarira kubvongodzwa kwemvura nokuti mutumwa waiburukira mudziva iro neimwe nguva achibvongodza mvura zvino uyo waitanga kupinda mumvura yabvongodzwa waiporeswa kunyange akanga akabatwa nourwere hupi zvavo zvino kwaivapo mumwe munhu wakanga akabatwa nokurwara kwake makore makumi matatu namasere Jesu akati aona munhu uyu avete pasi zvaaiziva kuti wakanga akadaro nguva huru akati kwaari unoda kuporeswa here murwere akamupindura akati ishe ndinoshayiwa munhu unondiwisira mudziva kana mvura ichibvongodzwa asi ndinoti kana ndoenda mumwe wonditangira kupinda Jesu akati kwaari simuka tora nhoo dzako ufambe pakarepo munhu uyo akaporeswa akatora nhoo dzake akafamba
Revelation 7
zvakazarwa chapter 7
Verse 1, after these things I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding the four winds of the earth, that the winds should not blow on the earth, nor on the sea, nor on any tree. Revelation 7:1.
Shure kwaizvozvo, ndakaona mutumwa, ndakaona vatumwa vana vamire pamativi mana enyika vakabata mhepo ina dzenyika kuti mhepo irege kurira. Panyika kana pagungwa kana pamiti yose
before you take your comfortable seats
sati matora kugara pasi
just one verse one more verse from Luke chapter 1
sati magara pasi tira kuverenga kubva kuna Luke
thank you for standing
Luke 1:28
excuse me and the angel came in unto her and said hail thou art highly favored the Lord is with thee blessed art thou among women
Verse 28. Mutumwa akapindura akati kwaari kwaziva iwe wakaropafadzwa ishe unewe.
You finished?
Exactly.
Verse 28.
Yeah. Mutumwa akapindura akati kwaari kwaziva iwe wakaropafadzwa ishe unewe.
May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word. Luke 1:28.
Mutumwa akapindura akati kwaari kwaziva iwe wakaropafadzwa mwari vave newe wakaropafadzwa iwe pakati pemadzimai
Amen. May the Lord add his blessing to the reading of his word.
Mwari vave maropafadzwa kuri ngoshoko rao.
Amen. You may please be seated.
Tingagara zvedu pasi.
The Lord should help us for this few times.
Mwari vatibatsire kwenguva diki
yakaita. Few minutes that we have ahead.
Maminitsi mashoma atinawo.
I want to title this message Laodicea Favor.
Ndoda kupa musoro wemharidzo unoti favor yeLaodicea.
Laodicea favor.
Favor yeLaodicea.
The angel of the Lord said to Mary.
Mutumwa waJehovha wakati kuna Maria.
He said, "Thou art highly favored amongst women."
Hanzi iwe wakaropafadzwa zvikuru pakati pemadzimai.
For me, that is the greatest thing that should ever be said to a human being.
Kwandiri chinhu chikuru sachingataurwa kumunhu ichocho.
That is not from any place.
Kana chiri kubva pane imwe nzvimbo.
Not from any headquarters of any religion.
Kana kuti pane zvimwe zvinamato.
Not from any seat of the council of churches.
Kana kune rimwe guta kune hurumende yemakereke.
But right from the throne.
Asi mashoko ari kubva chaipo chaipo pachigaro.
He said, "Thou art highly favored.
Iwe wakaropafadzwa zvikuru.
The Lord is with thee.
Ishe vanewe.
Blessed art thou among women.
Wakaropafadzwa pakati pemadzimai.
The only good thing God finds in this Laodicea.
Chinhu chakanaka Mwari chaanoona muLaodicea ino.
Is the bride of Jesus Christ.
Mwenga waJesu Kristu.
So I repeat the angel's message tonight.
Saka ndirikudzokorora mharidzo yemutumwa manera.
Thou art highly favored.
Iwe wakaropafadzwa zvikuru.
I think you can't be favored and sit down quietly.
Vakangogara amukwasogara mokogara makanyarara.
Because Mary received it with joy.
Nekuti Maria akazvigamuchira nemufaro.
So to the bride of Christ tonight.
Kumwenga waKristu manera.
You are highly favored.
Wakaropafadzwa zvikuru.
It's not an ordinary favor.
Hachizi favor yemazvese.
You are highly favored.
Makafevwa nepakuru.
That is the only good thing God finds in this age.
Chinhu chakanaka chete chinowanikwa naMwari muchizvarwa chino.
It's you and me.
Ndiwe iwewe neni.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
We saw in the scriptures, going straight so that we don't waste much time, that in the book of St. John that we read, the Bible says that there was a feast of the Jews in
Jerusalem.
And if you watch carefully, we realize from the Bible and from the messages, the Jews have seven major feasts, which occurs between the first and then the seventh month of the year. And I know we are all aware that the Jewish calendar does not start with January. It starts with the month of
Abib, April,
which is the month of April. And so we see over here that this feast of the Lord, though it is for the Jews, we could run a type for we Gentiles. But we're not talking about the feast tonight. But just to mention that we have the feast of the Passover, the feast of the unleavened bread, first fruits,
Pentecost.
Then it comes down to the Feast of Trumpets, the Atonement, Feast of Atonement, and then the Feast of Tabernacles. And then we realize that the first month we have the first three, and the seventh month we have the last three. And in between the first and the seventh month comes the fourth one, which is the feast of weeks, what we call Pentecost. And then we're going to realize also that today, if we are running a very good time, we can say that we are living in between the Feast of Trumpets, which is the gathering, and the Feast of Atonement, receiving of the Messiah. Now, that is why, that's to say, we're not preaching on the feast tonight. But anyhow, there was feast in Jerusalem. Jesus went up to Jerusalem. And when Jesus goes, wherever he went, there's good news.
Huh?
Amen. I'm not hearing you.
Amen.
I know you are tired from the convention. Let's push away the tiredness tonight. I say, wherever Jesus goes, there is good news. Because impossibilities become possible. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And there in Jerusalem, go ahead.
Jerusalem.
By the sheep market. I'm glad it was a sheep market. So we deal with sheep tonight, not goats. It's very hard to shepherd a goat. It's very hard to baptize a goat. Because a goat doesn't want water on the head. And the goat doesn't like washing. But you can easily shepherd a sheep. And you can easily baptize a sheep. Sometimes when I meet people, and they say, oh, I'm a Christian. Baptism is unnecessary. It's unnecessary. Baptism is so nice. Come on, brother. Whether I am baptized or not, I'm still a Christian. I said to myself, don't worry. Maybe you are not a sheep. And the goat has all water on the head. But the sheep goes into the world. So we're dealing with sheep tonight. We're dealing with the market of sheep tonight. And it was by the pool of Bethsaida. Now, Bethsaida in the Hebrew language means mercy. I believe the whole of my heart. It was by revelation that a pastor picked a song to welcome me. Mercy rewrote my life. Because by the pool of Bethsaida, having five porches, five gates, five talking about grace, was the sheep market. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And the Bible says, Inside this pool, or beside the pool,
there
were a lot of people laying dead. Now let's see the reason why we said Laodicea favor. This great multitude. Brother Abraham says the multitude could be over 2,000. But here we have great multitude of impotent folk. What is their qualification? The blind, the halt, the withered, waiting for the moving of the water. The blind, the halt, the withered, waiting for the movement of the water. What do we see in
Laodicea?
He said, she is blind. Poor, wretched, miserable, naked. So if you see John 5,
right.
I smell Laodicea over there. Because that is the condition that is prevailing over there. And that condition can never be healed except there is a movement by an angel. And when we come to Revelation 3, the wretchedness, the misery, the blindness, the poverty, and then the nakedness can never be healed unless by the message of an angel. Are you with me tonight? Shout
amen.
So we see tonight, the Bible says, excuse me, I got up some code last night. He said, these were the people lying in the pool, or lying by inside the pool, by the sheep market, having five porches, the pool of Bethsaida. That's a pool of mercy. And mercy is a very good relation to grace. So we see mercy here, we see five, grace. In fact, it's the bedrock. You can't, when you found mercy in the sight of God, you have found grace. And Brother Branham says that grace is an unmerited favor. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You don't deserve it,
but
you have it anyhow. But we don't turn the grace into disgrace. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So here we see tonight, there were a lot of people. So many. If one multitude alone can give you
2,000,
then talk about the thousands and the thousands of people lay by the pool. Sister, can you just imagine? Some were there for weeks, months, years. What are they waiting for? They don't go home. If they want to eat, whatever they do, they sleep there. Because the angel of the Lord could come at any time. And he said, that angel does that once at a time. Just look at the number of people. Even if the angel comes three times in a day, it will be difficult to have your ten.
But
once in a season, he comes to trouble the waters. And the condition of your deliverance is this. The one who moves in first, it doesn't matter what problem you have. It could be physical. It could be biological. It could be spiritual. It What have I tasted? Once the waters are stirred, and you get inside there, that problem is over. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And that can only be done if the angels test the waters. Praise the Lord. I am glad today that the waters have been stirred. God himself came down. This time, not an ordinary angel, but a mighty angel. Revelation 10. And one was descending. Revelation 10, 7 was on the earth.
10, 7
was on this earth. Hallelujah. We saw the Son of Man's ministry. The waters were stirred. Praise God that today you and me have entered in. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And we are bound to be free. In the message, Luke
63:04-8,
in paragraph 263. He said, I was sitting there a while ago with Brother Adlaw, pointing people to him here with diseases and things, and could be done right now, showing the different things that is happening in lives and things. What is it? It's the Holy Spirit. Jesus Christ, the same yesterday, today, and forever. What are we waiting for? The troubling of the water. He said it's already troubled.
Amen.
The angel has descended. The waters have already been troubled. He said the angel will leave pretty soon, and all virtue is gone, and that there's no salvation left. You will be left into outer darkness. So we see that the angel came down. The seals have been opened. The mysteries have been revealed. The bride is reading from an open book. The waters have been troubled. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
All those people of God living in Laodicea, they are falling into this water. We have been healed of our spiritual cancer. We have been healed of our spiritual blindness. We have been healed of our spiritual amnesia. Because the message that God gave to William Branham changed us from our spiritual amnesia into our spiritual identity. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Today you and me know who we are. You don't know who you are? I say you and me know who we are. Look into somebody's face. Change somebody's head. Tell him I know who I am. I know who I am. I am a child of God. I've entered into the water. The angel of the Lord came down. Revelation 10. He stirred the waters. I am the only favor in Laodicea. Shout amen to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Now you watch carefully, brothers and sisters. Watch carefully, brothers and sisters. So the Bible says, just around this pool was a certain man, miserable. How long has he been lying there? 38 years. Hallelujah.
Amen.
How long is your problem?
Huh?
2 weeks you are complaining. 6 months
you
are complaining. Huh? 3 years in marriage, no issue, we are complaining. The church is not correct.
Church is right.
Nothing is correct.
Apana chiri raita.
Only 3 years.
Makore matatu chete. Waakutota apana, waakunyunyuta.
Seed of Abraham.
Mbeu ya Abraham.
He went for 25 years.
Akaenda 25 makore Abraham.
Rachel went for several years.
Rachel akaenda makore mazhinji kwazvo.
And Jacob said,
Jacob akati,
I'm not a giver of a child.
Ini handipe vana kai.
He said, the Lord has locked your womb.
Handi Ishe ndo akavhara chizvaro chako.
It wasn't a family case.
Yanga isiri nyaya yemhuri yemadzinza.
It wasn't a problem.
Yanga isiri dambudziko.
God himself locked the womb.
Mwari ndo anga avhara chizvaro.
Because I have come to a place, me, I believe that there is no spirit, no family curse can overcome me. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah.
God
Mwari
has transported me from that family of curses and misfortunes and poverty and misery and sicknesses and troubles into a family of peace where all things are possible. Hallelujah!
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 No power. He said, it was God who locked your womb. I'm telling you now, you are greater than the queen mother of witches in your family.
Huh?
They can fight some people and they can win the battle over some people, but not over the bride. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Because we have a different entity. We are being controlled by different power. We have a different family head. Shout amen to that. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I was sharing this testimony with the brethren in Rusape. One time I went to see the optician. The optician fixed his machines like this. He fixed the machines. And then he said, put your chin there, put my chin there. He said, look into it. I was looking to reach. And then he fixed it. They said, come and sit here. I went and sat there. Then he wrote, he said, Reverend. He said, do you have diabetes in your family? I said, no. The doctor was shocked. He was surprised. Because all of his reports shows that in my family genealogy, there should be diabetes. But in actual fact, from my father's side, diabetes has been killing them. But I said no because I'm no more in that family.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah!
I am no more in the family of diabetes.
I
am in a different family. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
It's a family of good health. Let thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah!
Anyhow, the doctor was surprised. He didn't know what to do. He was confused. I confused him. He said, are you sure in your family? No, I said, my family, no diabetes. We have no diabetic patient. Anyhow, he wrote something. And he said, come back 2 years later. I went back to him. He had just had his machine. He looked at me. He looked at me. He said, where have you been? I said, I've not been to the place. I told you that in my family, no diabetes. Sister, you are in a different family. Brother, you are in a different family. Church, we are in a different family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
God called us into the family to inherit all of his good health. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Sometimes they used to tell us, your grandfather, your great-grandfather was having the sickness in the early days. That's why it was in their blood. So you also have it. So. No, I am in a different family. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Shout amen to that. So the scripture says, hallelujah. 38 years. the man was having this problem. What was he waiting for? For the movement of the water. Something must stir up our faith. And he has no one that when the waters are stirred will move him into
rage.
Hence such a long time. Watch carefully. Jesus said to him, you don't need anyone. Do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? Jesus knew the man wants to be made whole. But he was asking him. Because some of us, we love our sickness.
Pastor,
today is not well with me at all.
I went
to admission. When you're admission, the people are visiting you.
Then
you are very, very happy. So he said, do you want to be healed? Do you want to be made whole? Despite your 38 years, do you want to be made whole? You want to use your sickness as an advertisement board? Say yes.
And
Jesus said to him, rise up.
Simuka.
Take up thy bed.
Tora no yako.
And walk.
Ufambe wende.
How many words did Jesus speak?
Seven.
Rise.
Simuka.
Take
Tora
up
no
die
Tora no yako
bed
Tora no yako
and
walk fambe.
What was he doing?
Are we doing Jesus?
The greatest prophet of all times.
He
was opening up the seven seal to him. He said, inside that one is your redemption. It's your deliverance. You will get rapture faith from that. The seals, the mysteries revealed. Seven words. When the man was giving his testimony, this was the way he gave his testimony. He said, the man I met told me that. Take up thy bed and walk. Jesus spoke seven words. The man in his testimony spoke six words.
Right.
Seven seals were revealed to him. He doesn't believe the seventh one. So he spoke six words. Take up thy bed and walk. Which is more powerful than rising up. You can still be crawling and take up your bed. But the most powerful thing is rise up. Get out from this condition. Arise. Let's go up higher. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
From a lower condition to a higher condition. Rise up. Arise. Somebody must arise tonight. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Remember, I'm running a type.
Amen. Amen.
And the strongest of all of them is the seventh one. Arise.
Sumuka.
He omitted that one.
All right.
Jesus said, arise, take up thy bed and walk. He said, when he was given, he said, take up thy bed and walk. Where is the arise? None of us wants to stay in this condition. How many of you are happy with your condition? How many of you need to rise up in the spirit and move from one level, from grace to grace, favor to favor, power to power, anointing to anointing, hallelujah, from faith to faith? So we see that in a state of a perfect man, you don't stay at one place. Until you reach the top. The man has been healed. He's only satisfied. Now he said to me, take up thy bed and walk. Is that what the man said? He said, arise. Take up thy bed and walk. Why do you stop at a six? Do you know why? I could see that one day when Ruth was coming. Ruth was holding 6 barleys of 6 measures of barley. All and the world can count. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. But there was a 7th one the world cannot see. Because that 7th one was a mystery between her and Boaz. And Brother Branham says, in the 7th seal, he said the 7th seal is not for public opinion. It's a mystery between Christ and his bride. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
But today, praise God, we are risen. We have folded our denominational mat. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Every problem, we are folding them away. Being it immoral life, being it lascivious life, being it all the kind of life, he said, rise up from that condition. Take it off and walk. This time we are not walking, but we are flying. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Watch carefully, brothers and sisters. So here comes 38 years. 38 is what?
38.
3 and 8. 3 and 8 gives you what?
3 and 8.
11. In other words, this man is a pure Laodicean man. Why do you say that? He's an 11th hour laborer. Because Jesus didn't go to the one who was 9 years or 10 years. But 38. 3 and 8 gives you
11.
Jesus said in the book of Matthew, it's for the kingdom of heaven, chapter 20.
Matthew 20.
It's like unto a man that is a householder. Matthew 20.
Matthew 20.
I'm reading from verse 1.
Matthew 20, verse 1.
Which went out early in the morning to hire laborers into his vineyard. And when he had agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And he went out about the 3rd hour and saw others standing idle
in the
marketplace. Watch from between verse 1 and then coming down to verse 6, we are seeing 5 different types of times. Again, grace. The first type of time was early in the morning. The second, the 3rd hour. The third, verse 5. Again, he went about the 6th hour. The fourth, the same verse 5, the 9th hour. And did likewise. Now, in the 6th verse, and about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing idle and saith unto them, why stand ye here all day idle.
Manga makamirireko pano zuva rose musina chekubata.
Now, what times are we seeing? What times? Excuse me.
Amen.
Early in the morning. 3rd hour. 6th hour. 9th hour. 11th hour. In a Jewish time. We see that sunrise. It's like early morning. So 1st hour is 7 a.m. 2nd hour 8 a.m. and 3rd hour 9 a.m. Record that in Acts chapter 2. When the supernatural took place. And then the Holy Ghost filled the 120. And Peter stood up with the 11.
Peter akasumuka ne 11.
And then he preached his sermon, which 3,000 souls were baptized. They spoke with other tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. Not what was written on paper. And that tongues that they spoke, it was well understood by the rest of the tribes and nations that were gathered in the language wherein they were born. It wasn't something. When nobody understands whether you are insulting God, whatever you are doing. So they said, this is a marvelous thing. Are these not all Galileans? How come that I'm hearing what they are speaking in the language that I was born? So if the Pentecostals are saying today, speaking in tongues is the initial evidence of the Holy Ghost. Which of course is not. We can only accept it if they speak in tongues and I hear it in language wherein I was born. But thank God we have a better evidence. It's for the one who can receive the word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So Peter, the people were thinking that they were intoxicated. Drunk with alcohol.
They
said, no, don't think. We are not intoxicated. Because it's just early in the morning. And what was the time Peter used? He said, it is just about the 3rd hour of the day. Because the 3rd hour of the day. It's 9 a.m.
3rd hour, all right. Oh, sorry. 3rd hour, 9 a.m.
3rd hour of the day, it's
9 a.m. 3rd hour, 9 o'clock.
Amen.
Amen.
So it means that 4th hour will be 10. 5th hour will be 11.
11.
6th hour will be 12.
6, 12.
So early in the morning, laborers were high. 9 o'clock. Other ones were high in the morning. Then he came to the 6th hour, which will be 3 p.m. Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Huh?
Huh?
And then he came to the 9th hour. Just follow it up like that. 7 a.m.,
1st
hour, 9 o'clock, 3rd hour, 10 o'clock, 4th hour, 5th hour, 6th hour. 12 noon, 7th hour, 1 o'clock, 8th hour, 2 p.m., 9th hour, 3 p.m. Is that right? The day was getting ended. You're going to find out that the 11th hour falls into the evening time. Huh? Because 9th hour gives us 3 p.m. 10th hour will give us 4 p.m. 11th hour will give us 5 p.m. The setting down of the sun. the evening time there shall be light. And he said unto them, he went in for 11th hour laborers. And this 11th hour workers came also working. That was a type of the 38 year old man at the 11th hour that Jesus met him. And then when it came to the salary given, to pay them their wages, the mystery was this. He rather started paying the 11th hour laborers. Isn't that wonderful? Who are these 11th hour laborers? The prophet says that you and me, we are the 11th hour people. Amen.
Amen.
And this 11th hour people, my, the first hour and the sixth hour, they all started complaining. Why are you employed us early in the morning? And you are giving us the same wages. It's a, hey man, shut up. I've never broken any agreement. I agreed with you that I'll pay you one penny. Have I given you your penny? So you don't decide for me what I should give
or
who. What are we trying to see? We the 11th hour laborers who came in now at the closing age of the Gentile dispensation, we have the same Holy Ghost.
Hallelujah.
Are you too happy about that? I think that should make somebody to jump.
Sorry.
That should make somebody to jump. That should make somebody to shout. We have the same Holy Ghost that they have from the beginning. And let me say this. Today we even have more. All the prophets, all the apostles, they wanted to see this day. And praise God, you and me, we are in this day. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The 11th hour workers, laborers are here today. Amen.
Amen.
So how do you know, brother? If you watch carefully, we read the book of Revelation that he said, after these days, I saw four angels standing on the four corners of the earth, holding for the four winds of the earth, that the wind should not blow on the earth. The wind should not blow on the earth. See, it's on the screen. No, on the sea. Nor on any tree. Four angels. Geography will tell you the earth is round. The Bible tells you the earth has four corners. So which one do you believe? Me, I believe what the Bible said.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Scientists are proving today that the earth has corners. The earth. So you see, you can't beat the Bible. It is the best book of history. It is the best book of mathematics. It is the best book of geology. Biology.
Physiology.
Astrology.
Astrology.
Every orgy.
Orgy.
Hallelujah. It's all in the Bible. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, he said, these four angels, excuse me, I'm sorry, they were holding the four corners of the earth, or the winds of the earth. And he said, do not allow the winds to blow. What happened? Until we are sealed. We are sealed. Our servants in their foreheads. Until the sealing time
is
over. No winds should blow. Now, I believe with the whole of my heart that the only man who has the right to interpret the Bible in this age is William Branham. Is that right? He is the dictionary of the Bible.
William Branham do duramans vire Bible dictionary.
I mean the message of the hour.
Marizo yenguva yakaparidza.
So when Brother Brown was talking about Revelation 7, this excuse me, this script that we read,
in
the message, the mark of the beast, priest, the mark of the beast, and the seal of God,
part 2,
preached in 1961, 0217, from paragraph 51 in my setup, it says this here.
Paragraph 51.
He said, the winds means war, strife, fight. Amen.
Amen.
That's what the winds stand for. Chaotic conditions. War, strife, something that is going to happen. Globally. And it was about to strike. The winds were about to blow. In other words, the war was about to come. And he said, no, wait. Hold it forth. Do not let any of these winds blow. Why? But Abraham says this in questions and answers
in, question and answers.
In 1954, he said, hold the four winds until, in other words, we seal the servants of our God in their forehead. The servants. He said, the Jews. John 10 said, I seen 144,000 sealed away. He said, now the winds all started in, and they would have covered the earth, and the battle of
Armageddon
would have took place in the First World War.
Alright. I wonder if Zakango were one time this wonder Armageddon pa First World War in Gadaya.
So that you watch this.
Sakamuka Vichitari size.
Armageddon. The Battle of Armageddon.
Wonder Armageddon.
According to the prophet,
Chendra and Prophet
could have
in Gadaya Yakato Itika
taking place.
Igadai Yakato Itika car.
Around the First World War.
Pakaita wonder Pasiro Se Utanga.
But he said, this use must be sealed. So wait.
Mirai.
They have not come in yet. So don't let the winds blow. Hold the wall. Hold it tight. But brothers and sisters, those were the physical Jews. But there's another mysterious Jew, which is the bride of Jesus Christ. So ask yourself, around the First World War, most of us here were not born. Pastor Chester, we were not born. What was the First World War?
1914-1918.
When was Brother Branham born?
Brother Branham,
1909. So when the First World War was fought, the prophet was only 5 years old.
Brother Branham, 5 years.
Yeah, the work has not begun. The ministry has not yet begun. And then if the command was not given for the angel to hold for the winds until the sealing time, and Brother Brown says that
if the winds were released, it would have covered the whole earth.
Brother Brown, why they may put Zakatu Punua, Zakatai Zakasa Pasiros.
And the winds means global war. Global strife. And he said, right there, Armageddon would have said. But if that had happened, physical Jews, not sealed. Those who were called mysteriously by the opening of the word, the mystery, the bride of Jesus Christ, also not sealed. What is the seal?
It's
the baptism of the Holy Ghost in your soul. Is that right? Around this time, there was nothing like end time
message.
Because the prophet has not even yet begun the ministry. So he said, wait. When I zoom my camera in prophecy, I see that in 2017, there will be some people gathered in Zimbabwe, in Harare. And they must receive the Holy Ghost. They are the 11th hour laborers. So because of them, wait. No trouble. No war. No strife. No Armageddon. Go forth. Let them come in from Ghana, from Congo, from all over the world, from
Zimbabwe.
Let them hear this message. Let my elect come in. Let them be sealed. When I finish, I'll turn to the Jews. I'll get my 144,000 and seal them. And then let Armageddon come. Don't you see that you are favored in Laodicea? Amazing grace. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How sweet a sound.
That
saved a wretch like me. Shall we all shout amen to that? Hope for the winds. Don't let it blow. Because, and Brother Branham made it clear over here, hallelujah, in the message, the mark of the beast. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Are you following with me? Are you enjoying the message? Amen.
Hallelujah.
We shall we'll be long, eh? I won't take you for a long time. We shall close. But he said in the 11th hour laborers.
Sorry.
Excuse me. The 11th hour laborers. Amen. So we see here, so Jesus said,
1954,
0514, the message, the seal of God,
05,
paragraph 274, he said, Jesus 14, said,
paragraph 274, Jesus said,
a man went out, and he worked, and another man went out, in another hour, and he worked, another man went out, and worked, one man went out at the 11th hour. He was referring to the scripture we read in Matthew 20. And when he stopped at the 11th hour, he gave every one of them the same portion. The 11th hour. They wondered why did he got the 11th hour, everyone coming in? If you read the court down to save time, because you want to move very fast, he said, now watch him. Hold it. Hold it. Hold what? Hold what? The winds. The war. The strife. Don't let it slip over globally for Armageddon to take place. The Brother Brown says,
Brother Brown, what?
Until what?
Kusikira, chi?
The 11th hour people,
hallelujah,
could come in.
Vanwengu, vayechi 11, vapinda.
The last calling of the Gentiles.
Kutanwa kukupedzisira kwemarudzi ekunze.
And he said,
akati,
this is our age.
Doji zvarwa chedu ichi.
The 11th hour.
Huh?
So this is our age. And the prophet said, our age is the 11th hour. So he said, That word wall.
Iyoyo honde pasi rose.
Stopped.
Yakamira.
On the 11th month.
Mwedzi wechi11. Inzwa.
In the 11th year.
Gore rechi11.
The 11th day of the month.
Mwedzi wechi11 zuva rechi11.
The 11th hour in the day.
Buzuwa hour rechi11.
11th minute in the hour.
Minute rechi11.
That the 11th hour people might come in.
Kuti vanhu vechi11 vauye 11.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
For what?
Kuitira isusu.
He said to receive the same baptism of the Holy Ghost that they did back here in the beginning to bring back the power and the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ. Same signs and wonders. The 11th hour people are here. And I tell you tonight, if the 11th hour people are here, then the same Jesus is here. The same Holy Ghost is here. Jesus is still in his miracle business.
Jesus
is
here.
Huh?
Yeah.
He's the same yesterday, today, and forever. Can somebody rise up and shout amen to that? Can somebody shout hallelujah to that? The 11th hour people are here. Hold it forth. Do you see how, Pastor Chester, important we are? That before my grandpapa knew my papa, and he knew my mama and knew everything before I was born. And the problem was about to strike. God foresaw you. God foresaw
you.
It is not for anybody's sake. He said, just for the 11th hour. He said, wait. I want Andrews to come in.
Andrews, I go
here. But mention your name. You are not called Andrews. Mention your name. I want Andrews to come in. I want Chester to come in. I want Matanga to come in. I want this sister to come in. I want that sister to come in. I want them to be sealed. I want them to have the Holy Ghost. Before you can do what you want to do. So it means that you are a special fellow. Hallelujah. That is the time that we are living in today. Oh, how grateful we are to God.
Huh?
That should set our soul burning. To know that God foresaw us. God foresaw us. And God was delivering us from problems. Therefore, the small problem that you have today is nothing before
him.
Give the Lord a clap of somebody. That's the time we are living in. Notice, let me read you some few more quotes before we close.
We'll
close exactly by that time. Here we see in the message, recognizing your day and its message. I read to you one before the opening of the seals. Let me read to you after the opening of the seals. Now, okay, let me put it here that you can see. Seventh, recognizing your day and its message.
07:26
in the morning. Paragraph
38,
he said,
38.
Now the seventh angel's message is to open the mystery of the seals. Okay, he has put it on the screen now.
Yeah.
So you are free. He said, calling the 11th hour gentle workers to receive the same pay that the first hour workers got. So up to this point, I'm going to ask you a question. Do we have 11th hour workers seated here tonight? I like the people who stood up. If you are 11 hour worker, stand up and let me see. Give the Lord a clap offering. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You may please be seated. Thank you so much. It's the soul. This seventh angel's message. And we know whom the seventh angel is. Our prophet. His message is to open the mystery of the seals. To call who? You and me. To receive the same pay that we had. That is so when the seals were opened. Oh my, first, second, third, fourth, fifth seal, you see him there on the throne. Seventh seal, he changed his position. No more worship. Because there was nobody on the throne. He was coming down to the earth. And the earthly messenger was here. And he gave him the book. And he said, that book, all the names of the redeemed are in it. You begin to call them out. Huh?
Amen.
That's what said the seventh angel's message is to call out the 11th hour workers. And that name that he was mentioning, your original name was not Andrews. But you have a name. And when the angel of Revelation 10:7 started preaching, revealing the mysteries, you had your name. Because your name is part of the word. That word clicked your heart. And he said, now I know. I don't belong to Methodist. I don't belong to the Pentecostals. I belong to this word. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
And here we have responded. So he said, now Jesus taught it. He said there was some peoples that went into the harvest. In 10 minutes time, I'm going to close, or less.
10 minutes time,
they were hired.
And
when they did, of early morning, they received a time, a penny for the day. And then at noontime, someone else came in and went to work. And then at the 11th hour, the prophet said, that's the last hour of the day. That someone come in and receive the same kind of a pay that they did at the first hour of the day. Last hour. He saw perfectly how the first hour messengers with the word, with the gospel, with the truth, they came in at the day of Pentecost. Then there was a dark age. Brought them out. Then at the middle of the day, Luther, Wesley, and them came in. And then there is an evening time message. Remember the 11th hour falls into the evening time. So
they
said there was an evening time message. And to receive the same thing they did at the beginning. The evening time message is to restore back again. To bring back that same thing again. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
What a day that we are living in. That is why I say that. We are favored. Inclusive, brothers and sisters. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
When the angel came to Mary, he said, Mary, I have good news for you. Apart from your trouble ending, apart from your troubles coming to an end, you have been highly favored amongst all women on the earth. Huh? Oh, I thought you shout amen to that. The prophet said that. woman types a church.
You
could type a nation, a city, or, but let's take it woman type in a church. In other words, God sent an angel. The angel to this age. The prophet of this age. And he said to you, the bride, you are highly favored. Amongst all women, amongst all churches, amongst all denominations, you are highly favored. Because remember, Mary,
Maria,
she brought forth the word. Who is bringing forth the word today?
It's
the bride. Now we are pregnant. We are walking like this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
How many of you have seen a pregnant woman before? If you have not seen one before, don't raise your hand. How many of you have seen a pregnant woman before? When she's pregnant, for first 3 months, she can walk like this. She does things normal.
4 months,
5 months, 4 months, 6 months,
5, 6.
She starts to slow down. 7 months, 8 months.
7 months, 8 months.
Nobody changes the walking. She starts doing this.
Nice.
So what takes the lead is the stomach. 8.5 months, when you see her coming, you have to give her way. Because when that thing knocks you, I tell you, you fall down.
She's
Hallelujah.
Amen.
In the first age, they were walking smart. Now the word has grown. In us, we are like this. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
So the things of this world, we are no longer partakers. Is that right? The things of this earth, the passions of this earth, we are no longer partakers. Our young men don't sleep and flirt with the young ladies before they marry them. Because we are highly favored. Is that right? May the Lord bless you and keep you. I don't know your condition tonight. Whether you are physically sick or spiritually sick, I don't see any sickness. I see the favor of God upon your life. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Walk in that favor. Sleep in that favor. Live in that favor. The 11th workers, our laborers are here. After this one, God is not hiring any more laborers. And then we are going home. When we are gone, then the destruction can strike. Sister, you are highly favored tonight. If you know this, you will never have blood pressure. It will take away every pressure. A special fellow. The Lord bless you all. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
As I hand over the service to the pastor. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Amen.
Bless you.
Amen. Praise the Lord.
Bless you, my brother. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
I'm with you. A highly favored. Amen. I want only those that are highly favored to stand up. Amen. You believe that? Praise God. There were many people on the face of this earth who looked like message believers just by looks. Amen. And you were not in that group. But you were way, way in the back. And God reached out his hand for you. From the back, he brought you up front. Hallelujah. Oh, that's wonderful. The prophet said there were many Pharisee men who kept their daughters unmarried long time. Any man who would come to marry, they said, no, no, not this one. Because they were thinking about the prophecy of Isaiah. Amen. Nobody got married of the ones that they selected. But God bypassed every one of them. But there was a little woman, a little girl, by the name of Mary. That's where the angel came. Hallelujah. And told her, you are highly favored. Among all women. Can you imagine? Almost 1,000 denominations on the face of the earth. Amen. God bypassed every one of them. And came to a little bride. And sent a man from God. Hallelujah. As it was in the days of Mary, Gabriel came, a man from God, with a message to a little woman to say, thou art highly favored. In this hour, a man from God, sent from God, with a message to another girl and tell her, you're highly favored. Amen. Brother, want to sing that song again, Amazing Grace. Sorry.